Hello, Elaine.
Hello, sweetheart.
You know what I was thinking earlier? I was just reminiscing about Christmas.
Oh, what a classic.
What time to be alive. Because I went into, where is it? I went into Harvester a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, the whole gubbins is the same there as it was. And I saw they put their festive menus out, and I was just remembering. The food was, you know, below average as usual, but I was just remembering how much of a fucking hassle Christmas parties of like 12 or 15 were.
Oh,
like, you've got a table of 15 tonight, and you just wanted to shoot yourself.
Bro, they always wait until, like, imagine you started at 3 o'clock here, and they tell you they're coming in at six, and it's like quarter to six.
Yeah.
They're going, can you just set up that table of 15? Bro, who do you want me to kick out? Because we're full. Where do you want them?
Yeah.
Are they sitting outside, bro? Minus
where,
four,
how?
Is it?
In the bar you go.
Yeah. That, do you know what? The amount of times they went, well, we've got a bit round the back. And I used to have to ask the regulars to move so that I could have, sorry, lads, we're going to have a party in here in a minute. They're going, sorry, we've been here since lunchtime. What do you mean you're having a party in here?
Yeah.
Them's the rules, big man. They're the ones giving us the money. So get out. Take your Stella that you haven't even bought from here. You've pulled it out of a can in the garden. And go away. Take that ugly bit of dog with you that you brought in and all. I don't care what her name is.
Thank you for buying the pot of fucking festive pigs in blankets. That really made up for all of the energy and air you've sucked out of this place. Cheers for that, lads.
Those festive menus were incredible as well. Because people would ask like dumb questions about it. And you'd have to explain, we do the same food all year round. We've just called it Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah, we've just what's the festive carvery? Well, we've got
extra turkey
on.
And I tell you what, we've not spat in the cranberry this time. Today only. What's your specials? Non-spatting food.
That's your festive treat.
That's the special. If you're lucky, I'll go and ask the chef politely if he could cook you some non-spaffed on potatoes.
I tell you, I remember people used like in the one Christmas I was there, they fought over who would get to do Christmas Day, because you get really good tips on Christmas Day. But I was like, are you mental? You hate, like, that's how little you value the Christmas period, that you would rather be working for that, what, I don't know, 150 quid of tips. Like, behave yourself, man. Like, honestly, it's fucking grim.
I was there at one point, man, on Christmas Day working at no one else wanted to do it. I said I'd do it. Never again. I told you that I think I worked 9 Christmases in a row, Christmas days in a row. Not by choice, by force.
Brother.
But that's why I'm out of the game, boy.
Brother, you have been walked over.
That was too much, man. You know, it's fine until your family, you know, like your cousins and aunties or whatever, they call you and say, we won't see you this Christmas because you're probably working, but enjoy your Christmas. You think, okay, this is too much now, isn't it? You know?
Yeah, this is more than a joke.
I think when my family don't expect to see me full stop, then too much.
I think the commercialization of Christmas, everyone says it's, you know, most people say, oh yeah, Christmas is commercialized and that kind of thing. But that's as far as it goes. They don't then say, so I'm going to make an effort to make this Christmas wholesome, etc. It's like, I just, because you take, if you take the supporting foundation out of a holiday, it's like, if you know, if America, I mean, it is essentially a technocracy, but if it was openly authoritarian, celebrating Independence Day would be, you know, ironic. I actually think that people celebrating Christmas without actually believing in Christ is in some way ironic.
Well, yeah, of course it is. But again, it's because of the commercialization is the only reason that the generations now are celebrating Christmas. It's not because they don't know the reasons. It's just that it's Christmas, isn't it? We're getting presents.
We get things. We get to consume more than we usually do, and we get to feel okay about it because of Christmas. It's just such a bastardization of the spirit of Christmas. I mean, gift giving in itself is a modern invention. Yeah. You know? I mean, it was the Victorians that really came up with that idea. St. Nicholas has been around since at least the 8th century, and that was an idea. You know, he used to give wooden toys to children. That was it. You know, adults didn't get presents. You know, you didn't give presents. I know that the Christian church moved the birthday of Christ to coincide with Yuletide, and that was done here actually, in I think 923,
wow,
something like that. Is during the yeah, it was recorded in the annals of the Anglo-Saxon Chronicle. Anyway, and they moved it so that you know you wouldn't celebrate this pagan festival. And Yuletide being the pagan festival, the idea was solely about kind of celebrating the pagan gods, sacrificing them for this in preparation for the spring, those kinds of things, because the winter was just a shit time, so they were hoping for a better harvest. Anyway, I don't know. I just think that although those things are true, if okay, put it this way, I would have more respect for someone who like went back and did things in the old ways. Mm. Like celebrated Yuletide, right? I'd have more respect for that guy than I do for your average person who just treats Christmas as a time to stuff their face with food and nothing else.
I mean, I think going back to what you said about these, you know, I mean, I know a lot of people that say, oh, Christmas is so commercialized and it's unfair that people are working on Christmas. It's unfair that we have to feel obliged to spend money on people and et cetera, et cetera. But they're the same people that are then pressuring themselves mentally into buying everyone presents. They're the same people that would go out for dinner on Christmas Day rather than stay in with a family and have what you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think because I've worked so many of them, I think that Christmas for me is just another day. It doesn't matter. Do you know what I mean? I've witnessed it be as bad as it can be where you're literally working and watching other people enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
What does it matter? It's just another day.
That is quite sad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not good. It's not a good outlook to have.
Because the glee of Christmas as a child, I mean, I don't know if they've had a rough childhood, then Christmas for them is never going to be. Or if they have a bad relationship with their family. Like, I think it's fair to say that Christmas can just be a historically bad time for you because it all it does is drive home the fact that things aren't very well in your household. I don't know. That is harsh, but I think Christmas is a good thing to reclaim. You know, if you've had a shit time of it as a child, I think that's a good incentive. Myself, like I had some Christmases ruined by my eldest brother, and as a result, now I'm absolutely determined that Christmas will be quiet, and we will do little, but we will do it very well. So, for instance, I go to church on Sunday like I always used to, and it's the Christmas Day service is one of my favorite of the year, and I sing carols, we have Christmas dinner, and then that's about it. You know, we open some presents and that kind of thing. But it's simple, but it's very much about celebrating the time that you have left with your family.
That's exactly what it should be, is celebrating the coming together of family and just enjoying, you know, I mean, again, a lot of people don't enjoy their family's companies these days, and that's a shame.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Yeah, it's a great shame, that.
But, I mean, I think, I personally really enjoy it. You know, I really enjoy just sitting around the table and, you know, even just sitting there and listening to people have fun is really nice.
Yeah.
You know, even if it's just for a couple of hours before the board games come out and everyone gets upset again.
Yeah, board games, that's not my thing on Christmas, but I do enjoy a board game, just not on Christmas. Christmas is when I like to not do anything.
That's fair enough. I think because I only ever have the choice of it's board games or watching the telly, really.
Yeah.
Like, realistically, they're the options you have. And Christmas Day, Christmas telly in general just doesn't appeal to me, which is a shame because for this podcast, we're not going to have much of an episode.
True. Although I'll tell you what people should watch. Mm. There we go. If they haven't, the 2000s Doctor Who Christmas specials, right?
Yeah.
I remember watching them on for Christmas, the Christmas specials. They were banging. They were something else. Or just actually, okay, let's talk about this for a second. What's your favorite Christmas film? You got to have a few, man. Come on.
You know,
honestly,
I mean,
you can't actually be Krampus.
Do you know the thing? So I quite enjoy Elf, but that's because everyone else enjoys it. You know,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
one of
right.
those. Like, I like it. It's all right. It's stupid funny. But otherwise, I don't know. I'm not really. You know, I'm not afraid to say that I do like some Christmas songs, but not when they're played from October onwards. Not when they're on the radio for 6 months straight.
I absolutely agree. You got to flog it. But I mean, okay, let me rattle some off, right? Because I think if you haven't watched these, if people haven't watched these, they need to. One is, of course, the Jim Carrey classic, How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Yeah, fair enough.
If you haven't watched that, that is an absolutely class film.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Miracle on 34th Street.
Never watched it.
Right, okay. You need to watch
that. It's on
that.
My list now. That's fine.
Miracle on 34th Street. Either the, I think it was the first version of 1960s, the later version is 1990s, and that's an absolutely brilliant film. So I'd highly recommend that. Home Alone.
Is it a Christmas film? Does it just happen around Christmas?
Yes, they both take place at Christmas. The central theme is Christmas in both.
Don't know if it is. It's mainly about a kid being left on his own, isn't it?
You are depressed, aren't you? No, it is, firstly.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up.
Okay.
Okay. Box of Delights.
Never even heard of it. Turkish Delight.
Jeez, right, no. Father Christmas, right? Not the Santa Claus movies with Tim Allen.
Sure.
But Father Christmas, the film from 1971, I want to say. That is absolutely brilliant film.
No idea.
The Snowman.
No.
The one that got Alan Jones. Okay,
do you know what?
Right.
Jack Frost. That's a film that...
Jack Frost.
I thoroughly enjoy it, but it will make me cry every time. So I refuse to watch it.
Isn't it? It's Dennis Quaid, isn't it? Plays him. He's class. Pretty sure. Dennis Quaid is one of those actors who everyone knows the face of, but no one knows his name. He has been in some great films. Everyone should watch at least two Dennis Quaid films. I would recommend that.
Yeah.
He's the dad in Parent Trap.
Oh, okay.
He's also in The Rookie, which is a Disney film. If people haven't watched that, they should. I think it's some other stuff. There are some other.
Yeah, I know. I definitely know him. Yeah. The Day After Tomorrow. He was in that. That was a good film.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
Christmassy?
That's great. That's
because it's
film.
Got some ice in it.
No, mate. That's a horror. That's a disaster film.
Christmas is a disaster, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Not really fussed by Christmas films, I'm afraid. I do actually quite like the Christmas specials that they do on certain programs. I do really enjoy them. But it's strange to me that they're filmed months beforehand. That it's not like they're filmed over Christmas or anything, you know. So imagine these poor bastards have got to put trees up in the middle of summer and put hats on them, jumpers and everything like that.
Yeah, okay. I get that. I think maybe you're missing the point.
What about it? How do you
but
mean?
Nevertheless. Huh? Well, you don't want to be think. You don't have to think about that, do you? It's like that's not part of it.
Of course,
you can just
do you,
say.
Do you
I'm
know
gonna...
that telly isn't real? Do you know that the programs you watch they're not real people doing those things?
Dear God, you have been listening to your mate too much, right? You need just
full
fucking
conspiracy.
Chill out, mate. Get some joy in yourself, please. I know you don't have much to be happy about in life, but honestly,
I ain't got time for it, mate.
Think positively, you depressed bastard.
That's therapy. Brilliant.
Yeah.
How's that done?
I don't have time for pessimism.
Good. That's ironic in itself, isn't it?
What?
Surely that's negative that you haven't got time for it.
Yeah, I can be negative, just not pessimistic.
Right.
Being pessimistic is self-defeating.
I mean, isn't it pessimistic to assume that people are pessimistic?
No, it's not. It's realistic.
Well, sounds like a double negative to me, mate. Sounds like you've
no,
dug yourself a negative hole.
I was that a double negative? Double negative would be me saying that. That's you saying that saying people are pessimistic is a pessimistic thing to say. You're trying to trap me in a tautology. I do philosophy as a degree. Isn't it? You're going to fucking wiggle your way out of that one.
Oh.
It's a logical fallacy. It's called ad hominem.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is that man broken?
Yeah, it's called a self-fulfilling argument. Should look it up every now and then. All right.
Oh, no.
And on that note...
That's the end of that recording. Bye, then.
Yeah.
That's the last episode from us.
That's the end. Final episode. I bet people will be disappointed by that.
Oh, I bet those three listeners would be right upset.
Yeah.
They'll have nothing to do while
Hi,
having a shit.
Yeah. they'll have nothing to work to, mate.
Brilliant.
They'll
still have my image. That's all right. They've got at least 20 episodes of bollocks to go through. Well, they must do. They're stalkers, aren't they?
Yeah.
Listening to three episodes of this bollocks. Dear me.
I think we give them very useful information about what to watch and what to read and what to look out for in the
Don't
news.
know. I mean, I do think that, I mean, I haven't recently listened to any podcasts, but the ones I have listened to, I do think that we're more interesting than them, to be honest. Maybe that's bias. I don't know.
Well, I think we're more honest,
Yeah,
maybe.
that's, well, that's very
To
true.
be honest, we are just simple country English folk,
Just people doing
really.
stuff. That's exactly it.
And we're not doing it with an agenda. We don't actually have a theme. It's also, I tell you, so
We
here's the thing.
imagine that that should be our strap line. We don't actually have a theme.
Yeah, we don't actually have like a purpose here.
Yeah.
We don't have a genre. I mean, sometimes we're funny, sometimes we're depressing.
Them's the
We're
breaks.
always hopefully entertaining.
Yeah,
But
you'd hope so, wouldn't you?
I am shocked and horrified by the amount of Americans on podcasts. Like, it's such an American thing. It's hard to find a good British podcaster, especially about history. Like, so there are a few history podcasts that I watch. In fact, there's one, a History of Byzantium, right? I got into the history of the Byzantine Empire purely because he was the only British podcaster I could find at the time.
That's
And
incredible.
I was like, I cannot listen to the American accent for any more than about 3 minutes before I want to kill myself.
Yeah, I
So
totally agree with you.
I have to listen to British. But and the biggest thing, right? So I don't. I think I've told you about this before. I'm a bit of a nerd. I really like tabletop role playing games, D&D, that kind of thing.
Okay.
And I really like D&D podcasts, but there are so few British ones. Like, there was one I started listening to. I was like, "Oh, this is good," but then it just ended up being like half an hour of dick jokes.
Oh, good.
So,
Classic.
like, I just it
I mean,
was
that's
boring.
basically the boys' club. That's why. That's all that is.
Yeah, and I just
Nerdy
like,
boys' club.
and all the American ones, I'm just listening to six virgins try and
Exactly
outvirgin
it.
each other. That's
Snickering at
it.
each other's
So,
fucking single pube.
but D&D can be so hilarious if you get some really non-PC characters in. It is a lot of fun. You would enjoy it, honestly. You would if we got
Don't know why
me,
you're trying to sell it
you,
to
a bunch
me.
of other, because you would find it hilarious.
Nah, afraid not. I couldn't think of much worse than sitting around a table in the dark pretending to be an elf. Sorry.
That's my Friday night gone.
That's, well, listen, I'd rather play Soggy Biscuit on repeat and keep
Oh,
losing. I don't
jeez.
mind
Would you?
that.
That's a bold statement.
Do you know? No,
Give me
do you
a
know what?
packet. Give me a packet of Hobnobs.
What was
Fuck
it?
off.
The IT crowd, they did an episode of
Oh yeah.
it, didn't they? Where they
The
were trying
D&D,
to,
they did,
yeah.
yeah.
That was brilliant. Because that, I mean,
Yeah.
that's exactly how I imagine it would be, like four posh blokes, and then all of a sudden they're really into it, going, what did she do next? What did the wizard of the Enchantress do next? Think, oh Christ. These blokes 10 minutes ago they were trying to do coke off a stripper's tits. Now look at them. They're all dressed up to the nines with their little, you
Yeah,
know.
well, that's not quite how it is for sometimes. I mean, sometimes I did get a one that was like, this is absolutely stereotypical. I didn't enjoy it. But I've done a couple with just my mates who, and none of us are very good. We don't take it seriously. We haven't got a whole fucking backstory to our characters. We make it up as we go along. It's just a case of, it's funny to imagine a world in which things like racism and sexism are still a thing. But, you know, you're talking about, but I don't know, man. It's hard to explain, but
Sounds like
it's
America.
funny. Yeah, basically is.
So anyway, it's one of them things I imagine I probably would enjoy it. I just don't want to admit it and then get into it because I'll be one of them guys. Sorry.
Haven't got any actual joy in your life, mate.
Nah.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, and you have a nice one. Why not give us a tweet? We're at 2 spoons_coffee.